Come now, is that really possible? As we've seen earlier, Nancy's husband certainly doesn't think so. He claims that while he doesn't want to desire other women, he can't help what he likes. But we disagree totally with this guy. Fred claims that although I can never look like I'm 20 again, his passion for my body can remain the same. The Bible says so, and he's taken the following scripture to heart. Let your fountain of human life be blessed with the renewals of fidelity, and rejoice in the wife of your youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant doe, tender, gentle, attractive. Let her bosom satisfy you at all times, and always be transported with delight in her love. Why should you, my son, be infatuated with a loose woman? Embrace the bosom, physically or visually, of an outsider and go astray? For the ways of man are directly before the eyes of the Lord, and he who would have us live soberly, chastely, and godly, carefully weighs all man's goings. His own iniquities shall ensnare the wicked man, and he shall be held with the cords of his sin. He will die for lack of discipline and instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray and be lost. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 18 through 23, Amplified Bible. Obviously, it is possible for a man to take joy in the wife of his youth, and to be always and only ravished by her beauty alone, if he exhibits the discipline to do so. What's more, since it's God's word that defines what normal behavior is for Christians, we are also forced to conclude that the discipline of guarding the eyes and the heart is not only possible, but that God considers such discipline to be normal among his sons. Then why do more men think like Alex than like Fred? Well, look again at the passage above. It clearly stands to reason that when a man like Alex doesn't discipline himself, he will be ensnared by other passions and his logic will be led astray. Instead of thinking normally and logically like Christ, he'll be duped into thinking things like, I can't really help what I like to see. He won't even see that his logic is warped. Since so many men have not disciplined themselves, most have weak logic when it comes to their sexuality. The irrational often seems rational. One man we know actually justifies his actions by telling his wife that since none of the nude women he looks at on the internet are engaging in sex acts, these pictures aren't pornography. Not only is such thinking abnormal, it also buckles a marriage. Is it right, then, to ask women not to worry about their husbands' roving eyes and hearts? Of course not. We have every right to expect normal Christian behavior from our husbands, and when we don't get it, it's normal for us to feel hurt and disappointment. Each Christian wife deserves the same gift that Fred has given me, and no argument can dissuade me from believing that. If your husband is not leading a disciplined life, he is robbing you, so you naturally feel crushed. What other feelings will surge over you in the wake of his porn and the masturbation that follows? Anger, for one. When Fred's business office was robbed a few years ago, we were both furious. Why not? It's normal to be angry when you've been robbed, and so it's normal to be angry at your husband's sexual sin. You needn't.